Leave from me. But slowly, don't rush, because this is a very serious paragraph. So you should pay attention to how he will describe everything. He started with this, that the difference is a lover. Will you think about danger? He is like a fish and he needs the water, even if water will kill. Right? Then? Yes?
At the time when they ask me of my inward state, I say, would that the sea were flowing within me. Let the water skin my belly be burst by the waves of the water. If I die, my death is acceptable. Wherever I see the water of a stream, jealousy comes over me, that I might be in its place. Hands like a tambourine and belly like a drum, I am beating the drum of my love for the water as the rose.
Mm-hmm. Before getting dramatic, suddenly he said, whenever I'm looking at the creek, oh, I envy the creek, because I want that water to run in me. This is how I want that knowledge to understand. Yes?
If that trusty spirit spill my blood, I will drink draught on draught of blood like the earth. I'm a blood drinker, like the earth and like the embryo. Since I became a lover, I am in this trade. During the night, I boil on the fire like a kettle. Day till nightfall, I drink blood like the sand. I repent that I set contrivance afoot and fled from that which is anger desired.
Aha! This is why you ran away, remember? When you realize that falling in love, if you fall in love, you lose a lot, right? So, you could be tricky and run away from falling in love. This is how you organize to run away from it. Now he will say, oh, silly me, because the anger of love to kill me was the best. Why did I run away? Yes?
Let him drive on his anger against my intoxicated soul. He is the feast of the sacrifice, and the lover is the buffalo. Whether the buffalo sleep or whether it eat something, he nurtures it for the feast and the slaughter. Deem me to be the cow of Moses, one offered in sacrifice. Each limb of me is the raising from the dead, every one that is free. The cow of Moses was one offered in sacrifice. Her smallest limb brought a murdered man to life.
Translation. What is that all about? Do you remember the story of Moses? Here he brings Moses and the cow in. Why the cow? Do you remember the story of the cow? Do you remember the guy who was asking for nothing from anybody except God, and the cow arrived and said, this is it. The cow, the ego, kill it. This is why we have a lovely day for sacrificing the cow. And if we feed the cow, it's for that day, because the ego is to be sacrificed here. And let's go back to how we explained that the ego. Once upon a time, there was a cow, remember? And the cow was dead, remember? The tail of the cow, Moses with the tail of the cow pointed to a dead fellow, that dead fellow became alive. Here he's talking about it. That little cow, that a part of him was life for another fellow. That one I'm talking about. I mean, that cow is not necessarily bad. It gives life to others even. Your ego will give life to your children, doesn't it? Literally, the physical stuff. But this ego is the sacrifice at the end of the day. Yes?
At its touch, the murdered man sprang up from his place. At the words spoken, striking with part of her. Oh, my noble, slaughter this cow if you desire to raise to life the spirits of insight.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's in Arabic. Means this is not for Iranian to understand. This is his emotion. Suddenly he will say, oh yes, that cow should be killed if you want to go to the spiritual environment and that point of view I'm talking about. He put it in one verse in Arabic, then what he does? Translation. The translation is like this, that green stuff. Because over there, he will explain to you the way you should understand your existence. Say, listen, before everything else, you were some stuff, right? A piece of dirt, a piece of earth, some molecules, some chemical stuff. This is what you were, right? Because I was that. I died from that situation. I became an animal. I died from an animal and I became Adam. Another motion, I will go even higher. I will go above all the angels. I will go to somewhere which is not dying. And the only thing which is not dying is the face of Haq. I'm going towards that. You know what? Even from my adjective and becoming an angel, I will die even from that. And I will become something that you cannot even have illusion about it. Then at the end I become, what is that end? Nothingness. I become nothingness, then I'm there. I return back because at the beginning I was nothing. Now, hear it. Yes?
I died to the inorganic state and became endowed with growth. And I died to growth and attained to the animal. I died from animality and became Adam. Why then should I fear? When have I become less by dying? At the next remove I shall die to man, that I may soar and lift up my head amongst the angels. And I must escape even from the angel. Everything is perishing except his face. Once more I shall be sacrificed and die to the angel. I shall become that which enters not into the imagination. Then I shall become non-existence. Non-existence says to me, as an organ, verily unto him shall we return.
Okay. Did he hear that? What did he tell you? A little bit poetically, it was nice, right? What else? Let's go back. First of all, he's talking about dying and dying and dying and dying. And before this, he talked about the death. Do you remember? The uncle of Muhammad came to war without dressing up, and everybody said, hey, how come? He said, because now I understand that my death is not the death of this animal. This should die. because this is the dying part of me, right? Here, here we say, okay, I died from this, I died from that, but at the end, I become what? Nothingness, non-existence. Let's talk about it. Because when we say dying, we are talking about one existence doesn't exist anymore. My physical existence doesn't exist, right? What about my non-existence? My non-existence will never die. It's permanent. And it's a part of me. How? Oh, it was nice, right? Again, the words and like that. Let's look at it. What did he say? He said, from being a piece of stone in a state of nothingness, I died and suddenly I became famous. I had a name and I could be called, right? Then I died from that, having a name and expanding and growing that first green stuff, the tree, if you like it. I died from that and I became animal, then a human being. Then I will jump from this humanity to do what? Huh? You took it poetically and you passed. He said what? He said, then I should die from the man that I may soar and lift up my head among the angels. Right? The translation is not that good, because normally he will say, I want to take my wings and my head at the top of the angels. Then let's go back. What is the angel? What is an angel? You tell me.
A beautiful baby,
half existence and being in a little bit cloud and thing like that, which is at the top of the church. Is that the angel?
No.
What is angel? Because we talk about angels a lot here, don't we? And we have the famous one. Who's the most famous angel?
Gabriel.
What is Gabriel?
The messenger of God.
I know somebody more famous than Gabriel. How about Satan? Ha ha ha. What is Satan? Because we talked about Satan. And we said he was the closest angel to God. Means what? Haha. Adjective. The adjectives of Hap are angels. When we want to describe how God is, we talk about the angels. Gabriel is the messenger, because God will send the message. The adjective of He sending the message, we imagine there is a Gabriel. The one who takes the life back is Israel. The angel who was closest to God before us is knowledge. That's what Satan is. The most knowledgeable fellow. Is there something that the Satan doesn't understand? Could you fool Satan? Satan is knowledge. And knowledge was the best before we arrived. Because we brought something better than knowledge, which is vision, which is love. Satan doesn't understand love. Never loved anyone. So look, that's the angel. Here, he says, I want to have my head and the wings, means my thinking and my thoughts, being above the adjective. Because when you, the adjective of love you could use it